The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holley, and Shannon Gross.
Friday.
Yes, it is.
Fan phone fun Friday. And you're looking at a very dark and dismal Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star Frisco, Texas, where it is a drizzly 53 degrees. The high is 58. I don't think we're going to get there. The low is 49. And in Buffalo, it is sunny at 45 with a high of 46, a low of 40. We'll get to the weather on Sunday there shortly, but now.
He is Shannon. He is Nate. I am wannabe Zaddy Kurt sitting in for our man Jesse, who blew us off for Anita
Jesse,
Baker.
Jesse. No, don't do that.
In the back is Jazz.
Okay.
Sitting in for an under-the-weather Chris.
Yes.
Together, we make Hanging with the Boys. The sports talk equivalent of Braille.
When we speak, baby.
I forgot that one.
Always miss
brought
up.
To you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Come on,
so
cook.
Kurt is sitting in Jesse's chair.
Yes.
Because Jesse went and cheated on us. He went to go see Anita Baker down in Houston. Let him have a pass because that's his favorite all time. So we were like, yes. Go take care of business, Jesse. Hit them trailer parks on the way back. Let us know how that works out. We'll tell you on Monday. And sitting in Kurt's chair, what's your name, my man?
It's Josh. And you keep forgetting every day.
So, Josh, I give Josh a hard time. It's a bit. I know who he is. Sometimes I actually do forget.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was in here getting a bottle of water, and Nate saw him in the hall, and he brought him in and wanted
drug
to sit
me in.
And
he's like, I got to talk to Sharon. So Sharon, it's good to spend some time with him.
That's not the worst I've ever been called.
So. Sharon, you call him Sharon. His name is Shannon.
Oh, it's Shannon.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, I've been called a lot worse. He called me S-head.
Oh, God.
Which, believe it or not, whenever I go to restaurants and I give people my name, they're like, you know, what's the name? And I'm Shannon. I get Danny, Shane, Sean, like
Danny.
Anything. But yeah, people, it's the accent, I think. So tell everybody what you do, Josh.
I'm a podcast producer. I produce all the podcasts that you guys hear now. If you're watching this on Twitter, if you're watching this on DallasCowboys.com, I'm the reason for that.
Wow.
And whenever you guys listen to the podcast on your apps, they're available everywhere, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. I help get those on the air.
Okay. And how long have you been here?
Training camp, right before training camp.
Oh, so you're new.
That's where I met Mr. Nate over here.
Yeah.
And he's kind of taken me under his wing. He'll call me every other day and yell at me for differing opinions.
Huh. Do you make sure before you answer that you have about 20 minutes blocked out?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I have
if
to do that.
If you don't have 20 minutes, don't answer the phone. Just call him back.
My wife sees Nate Newton on the phone. She's like, oh,
I'm
going
to go in the kitchen. I'll see you later.
Just go do your thing.
Wow. But sometimes you'll get a Nate and he'll just ask you one question and be like, all right, see you later. Bye.
Yes.
And that's it. So
I got that. I think he calls me to kind of get his topics out there, like his little tidbits that he wants to bring on the show. And then once he's done with that, I'll be like, oh, well, yeah, man, and I'll try to give my opinion. He's like, all right, I got to go.
See you later. Typical Nate. So how did you wind up with the Cowboys? How'd you get here?
Man, I didn't know this was going to be a full-fledged interview.
Well, you sit in the chair, man.
Yeah, so I was doing movie publicity before this. Mm-hmm. I was doing
movie
that for
what?
Publicity.
Okay.
I was a publicist.
Okay, all right.
So working on movies, basically.
All right.
Marketing and all of that. And then, yeah, just kind of found a role here with the Cowboys. I was really excited about it. Been a fan my whole life.
Okay. His father worked here. He ain't going to tell you the truth.
Wow, okay. Man.
All right.
Yeah, tell the truth.
I'm a Nepo baby. That's why I'm here.
That's fine. Yeah. Hey, however you get here, just as long as you're here, right?
Wow, you can put me on blast like that, Nate.
Yeah, man. Give your pop some love, man.
From the area?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. From here, my family, my parents have both been working for the Cowboys for 30 years.
Like all the local teams, Rangers, Stars, Mavs?
I'm not a big baseball guy, but sure, yeah. Mavs, big time.
Kurt, can he sit over there by you not being a baseball guy?
I don't know.
He ain't a zaddy.
But I like the stars.
There you go.
Okay, that cancels it out.
Okay, well, thanks for sitting down with us for the first segment. You want to stick around for some calls, or you can bounce?
I'll stick around for the first segment, and then I'll bounce.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Call us, 888-855-2297. I think that's the end of the 888.
855-2297.
You got a caller, huh, brother?
Callers, we got one already. We're going to actually do calls now that Jesse's not here. That's why we never take calls. It's Jesse's fault. It's never my fault. Jesse's fault because he likes to talk too much. We have time today, and we're going to get to calls. When you call, at the end of the call, give us your prediction for the game. And we have, right off the bat, Coach Tyrone in Washington, D.C. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. I'm sitting here doing some great for these kids. So, you know, somebody's passing, somebody's failing. Mm. That's how it goes.
How's the team doing?
The team, well, I'm finished my season.
That's right, volleyball. You were volleyball, weren't you?
Yeah. Our seasons are over. We're in boys and basketball, wrestling, indoor boys and girls track. So this is our largest season for sports. We got about 100 kids participating in all of those five to six sports. So we're moving right along. I was there, y'all, Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And I was actually able to, I saw Jazz, and the only reason why I knew it was Jazz is because Nate always say the lady with the green hat.
The lady with the green hat. She's working the controls today.
And I saw her, and, you know, we're not supposed to say anything to you all as we're going on the tour.
Really?
And I saw Jazz, and I said, Jazz, can you get Jesse for me, please? And she walked down, and she went and got Jesse, man. And Jesse came and took a picture with my family and whatnot, man. And it was real, real dope, man. So, like, I'm grateful. You know, hanging with the boys is always my favorite show. If there's anyone that I call into, it's definitely y'all. So, yeah, man, I appreciate that, man, and I appreciate Jess. So just giving him his flowers and shout out to him for doing that for me and for my family.
Oh, man. Cool. Well, too bad he's not here to pat himself on the back.
Because he will pat himself on the back.
We'll let him know Monday. He will on Monday. We know he will on Monday. It's cool. Shannon, I called to talk to you today, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
But, bro, you better hurry up. Your time running short here.
I got this.
You can teach you some kin to Jesse.
Shannon,
yes, sir.
A website called ZocDoc.com where you can go and find a doctor. So you can make an appointment so you can go get a checkup, brother.
See, like, our fans are concerned about
and
you.
And I'm saying this to you as a PE teacher, a health and PE teacher. Sir, please go get checked up, man.
Give it to us again, sir, that place.
Z-O-C-D-O-C, ZocDoc. com. I just went on there today and made my appointment.
Thank you.
Oh, challenge accepted. So, all right.
Challenge is here. Shannon, go get a checkup, my guy. Please.
All right, man.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Man, you had extra good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So this week, as far as the game is concerned, Josh Allen concerns me because, like y'all been saying all the time, he can be either one way or the other way. I'm hoping he's the other way. But I think we will find a way to win this game. And I'm going high scoring.
38-28. Thanks, Coach Tyrone, man. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you, Coach. Man, that's good stuff.
Glad you got to meet Jesse. I will make my doctor's appointment now that the fans have actually jumped in to dogpile me.
Yeah. And if he needs another motivational speech, I'm sure Nate could do it. I'm Nate's agent now. I'll take the money and make sure Nate has a nice message for your volleyball team.
You need to get
that's Jesse's job.
You need to get this man $20 a show.
Yeah, who that?
He's been stuck at $10 a show for like 6 years.
A long time.
$10 a show.
$10 a show.
They pay you that much?
Yes. What's our next caller, man?
I'm gonna tell you this, right? I'm gonna tell you right now. If you're listening to this show, Don't listen to them tour guides. You come by this studio, you better speak to us.
Yeah.
You see us in the hall, you better speak to us. You see us out on the plaza, you better speak to us. Make a sign like that lady did last week and hold it up and say, I listen to Hanging with the Boys. And
yes.
We'll shout you out. Nate might even come out there and harass you a little bit.
Yes, I will.
Jesse, if you stick around long enough, you know, Jesse likes to hang out after the show's over just to see if a tour comes by and recognizes him.
He'll ask for photos of your wife.
Hey, let me tell you. Yeah. If you pretty, watch out. Don't bring your pretty wife or girlfriend.
He does not care.
He don't care.
All right, James in Long Island. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. My thoughts on the game kind of go back to what you guys were talking about yesterday with Hankins and the defense a little bit. I mean, the first thing is first, that good thing Buffalo doesn't want to run it anyway. You know what I mean? They're really like a built like an indoor team the way they want to play. So I don't think that's really going to matter this week as well against the Dolphins when you got to go against like Mostert and those guys. So I think, you know, they'll be able to patch, you know, at least get through the game without it being, you know, something that would really concern us. I think, if you're looking at it as far as like defensively on the Cowboys side, you got to make them travel. Because we watch the Bills a lot in the East Coast, you know, because they play in the AFC, so we get them when they play the Jets a lot. They're a team that's going to give it to you, right? Josh is dying to give it to you. And, you know, they can't play their offense unless they have a lead, you know? And the best way to do that is play less defense and just do what Jesse said and just run it all day, you know, with TP, because they're going to play that too high safety anyway. So, you know, I think, oddly enough, this game is a really good matchup for the Cowboys because of the way they want to play. This is not an overly physical team, neither are we, and we're playing on turf. People think that's grass up there. Remember, that's a turf field with no weather. It's going to be about 50 degrees a kick.
Mm,
you know, so I really
don't know
think,
about that weather,
you know,
sir.
I think it's – yeah, there's no rain.
No, there is rain. Think, it's like 90% chance now.
Of what?
Of rain. It's supposed to rain.
Precipitation, really? Yes. Yeah. 50 degrees.
You got to check it like on those moments right there, because a lot of times that stuff gets pushed up. I mean, so far right here in the East Coast, we've had some pretty good weather. So, but I don't know. I mean, that's all I thought for the game. I think this is a good matchup. I just think the Cowboys need to just obviously just keep them off the field as much as you can and wait for them to throw you one, because that's what's going to happen. And at the end of games, McDermott has proven that he's been at least questionable a lot of his calls, especially with the time management. They've botched a lot of games late down the stretch, and you know, whether it was against the Chiefs or the, you know, the Eagles game, and especially that Jet game. I still don't know how they lost that game.
Yep. What's your score there, James?
I'm thinking this is my score. I got 27-20 Dallas. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game than people might think, because I think Dallas is going to try to, you know, I think they're going to try to impose their will a little bit with TP and, you know, and Rico and everybody like that, and try to control the game a little bit more because they want to limit Josh Allen's, you know, big play ability and time of possession.
All right, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for listening.
Guys.
As always, thank you.
In this day and age with the ball and the gloves and all that, is the rain as big a factor as it was back when you played, Nate?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, because some guys still have it in their head, you know.
So it's 10 to 20 mile per hour winds, rain, yes. 80-something, 90%.
That's why Josh Allen is drafted up where he's at. That's why Daniel Jones is drafted, because that wind and that cold and that type of environment, they want big, strong, sturdy rocket arms. And sometimes it hurts them, you know, but this is what they're built for. They are built. Josh Allen is built for this type of weather.
So are the Cowboys at a disadvantage now? Because of the weather?
Dak's a big body too, right?
Yeah, he's a big body too. But my thing is, you got to play in it. But the reason I think the Cowboys have an edge is because of where they're sitting and what can happen. You know, they're sitting at the top of the East. They're sitting at the second in the NFC. And you don't want to lose. This Buffalo game is everything you need it to be. Philadelphia, you got the Seahawks. I'm not going to depend on the Seahawks to do what they need to do, but I'm depending on the Cowboys to do what they need to do.
All right, we're going to take our first break. Before we leave, Josh, what is your score prediction for the game?
Set it on Talking Cowboys. I really think it's going to be a run it out, tough it out sort of situation, 23-14.
23-14. And our pod pick this week is longest field goal distance.
51.
51. All right, man. Hey, thanks for sitting down
with
us.
And
tell Nick Harris don't pick against us again. I'll come on that show and wring his neck.
Let's go. All right, Josh, thank you for joining us, man.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I really appreciate
it. Sorry I never can remember the name. Maybe I'll remember it at the end of the day.
Maybe today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate it.
Between a name forgetting and to call a man Sharon, I mean, that's worse. Get off our show.
It's a bit, Nate.
We'll be right back on Hanging with the Boys.
You bit it off, all right?
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, each and every day brought to you by blockchain.com.
Blockchain.
Thank you, blockchain.com. And we're going to go back to the phones. One thing we didn't touch on was a couple hours here before the show. Nate? The Chargers ownership must have been listening to you yesterday. They fired their head coach. Brandon Staley is out.
They gave up last night.
No, it ain't so much. I don't think you should fire guys. If you don't do it within the first 6 or 7 games, the season is all right 9 times out of 10 is just already lost. They ain't making no playoffs. You should just roll it on out. You know, you're going to get some interim coach, some false hope. Because you ain't hiring who's on that staff. At least I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Have they named an
interim guy? Yeah.
Haven't seen. That was a.
It says not Kellen Moore here. I'm not sure who it is.
Anyone but Kellen Moore in the report. All right, just a little NFL news for you in case you haven't heard. Let's go back to the phones. Colby in Maryland. Colby. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Colby?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's on your mind, man? Turn the radio down. Talk to us. Come on. You live, bro. Let's go.
Man, I'm watching the show. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Good. I'm just calling. First time calling. Long time listener. Like you say, I love the show. I ain't really got too much questions. Y'all answer my questions throughout the week. Just want to give my prediction today. I think the score is going to be
27-21 Cowboys. And for my pod pick, I got my great calls kicking my heart. I got Aubrey kicking a 54-yarder to probably seal the game for us. And also, I want to say, Shannon, go see that doctor, man.
All right. Thanks, Colby. Thanks for listening, man. Appreciate you calling in. First-time caller, first-time listener. So a little word of advice. When you call in, whatever you're listening on, like kill it in the background.
Turn it down.
Yeah, let's do it while you're on hold. But then when we talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, a little bit of a delay. So, and that's how you do it. You call in, you give your prediction, and make it short and sweet, and get off, unlike Coach Tyrone that took up the
– Oh, you just mad because that man gave you the doctor place to go see the doctor. Yeah, that's your problem.
He put me on the spot. Now hold me accountable. Yeah, and the pod pick is either kicker, the distance. You don't have to pick the kicker, just the yardage. So, by the way, the spread is -2.
Yeah.
Cowboys are underdog again. -2.
I just thought of something.
50 points.
He would have said, he said the spread is 2. I was like, wow, really?
A point spread. All right, let's go back to the phone. I think it's Rando in Rio Rancho.
That's right.
All right, what's up, Rando?
Hey, it's been a long time since I've been able to get through to you guys. It's like you're doing something right, huh?
I think Chris just quit answering the phones.
Hey, just want to give a big shout-out to Jesse. Hey, your show on Filter, man, it gets me through the day. And just keep up the great work, everybody. But to keep the call real quick, despite the boys that are coming up in Buffalo, I think this is the season, in-season test that Coach Mike was trying to give the padded practices towards the end of the season to test their mettle. These guys are going to be in a dogfight, and they need to put on the Kill Bill soundtrack in the locker room because they got to start crossing jokers off and in order to get to the Super Bowl, because right now they are in a Super Bowl or bust mindset. They need to get into the, hey, no prisoners. We got to go out there. We got to get dirty. We got to grind. I mean, I'm sure you heard the Not Safe for Work interview that D-Law got played on ESPN, but he's got the right mindset. And I'm guessing a 28-14 win in Buffalo as we get ready to wrap it up. Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Rando. Yeah, I think we all heard the D-Law impersonation of Marshawn Lynch. Just punch an MF-er in the mouth and punch him again and punch him again and punch him again, right?
Yeah. There's I keep doing it.
Your Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee right there, live from the locker room.
That's weird.
Nate, how do you feel about this game?
Oh, man, I love it.
Are
man.
You worried?
No,
you
just
excited?
One guy. You know, I've been
– Josh Allen,
two
right?
guys. It's two guys I'm worried about.
How many is he going to give you? Is he going to give you one or two this game?
If we can get him in the first quarter, he'll give us one in the second. Easy. But if you don't throw one in the first half,
you get some confidence.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
So turnover early is the key.
Yes. And then I'm worried about what we're going to do without Jonathan Hankins. Can Gallimore step up? Can Mozzie step up? Can Osa make a couple of more plays early in the game to try to deter them from running?
Talk a little bit about, we've touched on it this week, but Mozzie's really the only other big body you got, right? Everybody else is kind of that. If you can call a 300-pound man a finesse guy, but you know, like Osa, Neville, those guys, do you as a defensive coach, when you have a smaller or finesse guy in there, do you change your strategy or your schemes at all?
You slant a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You play to the strength. Sometimes you slant to the strength. Sometimes you slant back to the weakness, depending on the formation that they give you. But Mozzie don't have to worry about that. Mozzie just have to get off the rock. Sometimes when you're strong like that, but if you get off the rock, you can impact a guy. Even if they're trying to reach you, I've seen times where the big kid, I can't think of his name, played for New England, a big old healthy young man, came from Miami.
Not Will Fork.
Yeah.
Will Fork. Bits.
I've seen him get hooked. But he'd get off the ball so quick till he would take that. When you hook him, he would just run through your weak side shoulder and still redirect the play. So his key is making sure he get off the rock and do what he need to do.
Yeah.
Yes, he got to get off the rock.
Get off the rock. All right, let's go back to the phones. John in Milwaukee. John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Listen,
I absolutely love your show. I watch every one of those shows up there. But if I can only find one time to find to watch one, I always watch Hanging with the Boys.
There you go,
hanging. We love you. Hanging,
we
baby.
Never miss it. But I have a quick question. So, why do we never seem to hardly ever? And I haven't seen him do it once this year, double the gunners to give Turpin a little bit more room to maneuver. Kansas City does it all the time, and they always have room for the punter to catch or the returner to catch the ball and kind of maneuver, you know, a chance for a run back. But we never, ever do that. I'm kind of wondering why we don't.
That's a good question, sir. And maybe they'll start doing it now. We need some plays. When you go on the road, you need some plays. You it's three things you always want to count on: a good running game, great defense, and a special team play that don't hurt you but gives you a positive force. And we've been needing that positive force on the road. Our defense has been playing okay. Our offense has been okay. But we need for that run game with offense to be in place, intact. We need it for a couple of turnovers on defense, and we need for Turpin to make that play. And if it calls for double team to Garner, what I suggest you do is go out on X, Facebook, or all your social and get people following you and saying, hey, we need to double the Garner.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So my prediction for the game is I think they're going to have a good underneath pass game. In other words, I think Ferg is going to go big. I think there's a lot of short passes to the running backs, and I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, but my prediction is 31-17 Cowboys win.
31-17 Cowboys. All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Everybody seems to be in the high 20s, low 30s range, except Coach Tyrone. He was
The thing is, this team ain't giving up an 18.8 a game. Yeah.
And the Cowboys
and even when they've lost, it's been within 3 or 4 points.
Yeah.
And are they scoring 28.7 or 28.8? So this has got to be one of the best 7-6 teams I've seen. That they got talent, bro. They got talent.
And you think their record doesn't reflect how good they are all because of the quarterback?
Check their stats, man. Check. I mean,
their offense is fifth in yards, fifth in points. Their defense is sixth in points.
The only reason
turnovers.
That's it. The only reason they ain't 10 and something is they lost to the Jets and they lost to another bad team. I mean, if this is not the Cowboys back in the day, that's us.
They lost to the Patriots.
Yes. Come on now, you know
Jets.
That's two games. They would be 9-and what right now if that wasn't the case. Yeah.
So if they don't turn it over this weekend,
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be a long day.
It could be,
right?
Oh, man, it could be ugly. If they don't turn the ball over, it can be ugly. And unless we dominate time of possession, if we dominate time of possession, we got a chance because, they're not a patient. He's not a patient guy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Allen leads the league in interceptions, and they're tied for
– got 14 interceptions and 4 fumbles.
They're tied for like 8th or 9th in overall giveaways.
Yeah.
So they'll turn the ball over on you.
Yes. Listen to the Jets. They've won 5 games. Listen to who they beat. Buffalo, Denver, Philly, New York, and Houston.
Denver's not an in anymore.
Right.
Denver's not an in.
At that time they were.
Yeah.
Now they're rolling.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So four of your 5 wins are against good, solid teams.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's coaching. That's holding your guys together when you know you have no other.
I like that dude up there.
Yeah, he holding his guys together, man.
How you feeling about this game?
I'm worried. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to win, but I think it's going to, like Nate said, if there's no turnovers, it's going to be last possession wins or loses the game. And I think it might be that way anyway.
See, if you don't mind, Dak, when this Dak here, I don't care who we play. This Dak here, I roll with him. For the last 3 years, I haven't been riding with Dak.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, this don't work. But this Dak here, that Dak that we had from Mississippi State the first 2 years, that's the – as long as Dak doing this, I'm riding with him. He can throw an interception. I'm still riding with him because this Dak here gives us a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is for Steele to play consistent and the center, Biotis, to play consistent. Not great, just consistent. Let coach be able to call 80% of the plays without incident, and we'll be okay.
How you feel about it, Kurt?
I'm worried, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm not, man.
I don't know if I'd bet with my heart or my brain in this one. So
if they go up there and they win this game,
I think it's a big stepping stone.
Huge.
Yes, it is.
Especially if it's a dogfight, because then they've shown you that they can win in a hostile environment on the road against a really, really good team.
Yeah.
And if you're in a dogfight, it shows you they can over – because they hadn't really overcome adversity this year.
Yes, they have.
What and where?
Yes, they have. And every game they've had adversity. We may didn't look at it that way because we didn't have – as you say, we didn't have that feeling. You know, no matter who they played those first four games out the Philly, they went through some adverse situations. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have that feeling because they were in control.
Yeah.
You know, now the Seahawks game was kind of – tuck and go, but none of us never panicked. You know, we never panicked. Then we look at a Philadelphia team that turned the ball over, but if Philadelphia want to turn the ball over, we're looking at a closer game.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure.
A bigger of a dog fight. But I'm not going to knock them for being successful.
Yeah.
This is the dog fight here. Once you beat a good team, you beat two of them, I think. The Seahawks, and you beat Philadelphia. Philadelphia was more wounded than the Seahawks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like Kurt said, it is so – you're 100% right. They go up here, man. The numbers favor this 7-16. The numbers favor them. They can play, man. They are well coached. I talked to Coach Solari yesterday, and I was telling him, you know, what Jesse saw on film, and he said, I kind of tend to disagree. You know, they're well coached on defense. They can do this. They play with great leverage. So yeah, I didn't want to get into the back and forth. So I listened to Coach as well as I listened to Jess. You know, but what I've always felt, when your quarterback is the X factor, and you're tight end, I can't think of the kid's name. Look up the tight end. They got a nice tight end.
Kincaid.
We're gonna have to double. You can double 14. But not for long, because Kincaid, we got to have an excellent game from Curse, Wilson, the other kid that's coming in for the guy that's injured. We got to have – our safety's got to play. Bell has to be what he's got to be a good cover guy. If we can slow down their tight ends, because the quarterback, I promise you, he is the X factor. Unless James Cook show up and be – now, this dude is big. He's talented. I said yesterday, I don't think he runs as hard as he can. You know, he will drop a few big plays, passes out of the backfield. He won't run up in there as hard as he – I don't want Murray in the game. I'd rather have Bell Cook in the game, and I hope they don't come back to bite me.
Yeah, you got to watch out for Gabe Davis, too.
Yeah.
You can shut him out. You can shut him down, but he can put 100 yards and a touchdown on you in a game too. So, all right, let's take our last break. When we come back, we got Ryan and Andre teed up on the phones, and we'll give you our predictions next on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys Fan of the Year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of
Jigsaw.
The Dallas Cowboys. Kurt Daniels.
Have you called Jigsaw to see about your dating problems?
No.
Why?
I gave up on
dating.
You
could probably get a sponsorship out of that.
Yeah,
I could. If you're listening, I do things for money. I never forget. Still do. Always have. Jigsaw.
Jigsaw. We holler. Do things for money.
Holler, Jigsaw. Yeah. I think I've given up on dating apps.
Maybe.
Tried them out a little bit. It's as results have.
Now, you'll meet your best girl just walking around being Shannon. You'll meet your best. Yeah. You know, dating apps, man, they good. They are good, but you got to scan. Once they give it to you, like Jigsaw, give it to you, you got to go in depth with them. Don't be scared to talk to them.
Oh, man. It's,
that first impression, you know, say, hey, baby, I'm talking to you. Jigsaw got you here, but I need to holler at you.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm upset Jesse's not here today. People giving him flowers left and right, and he's not even here to hear it. Hopefully he's listening on the road.
Doubtful. That's right. He's driving right now.
Yeah. Doubtful, but maybe.
Yeah. I'm jigsawing you, baby.
All right. Let's go back to the phones for a couple more callers before we get to our predictions. Ryan, and Jazz wasn't sure where you were from, so tell us where you're from, Ryan.
Jigsaw, Mississippi.
My name is Ryan Taylor.
Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Turn something down behind you, brother. Thank you.
Oh, my fault.
That's all right. That's all right. Where are you from, Ryan?
Oh, I'm from Port Arthur, Texas. I'm actually the grandson of Geneva Taylor.
She called last week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Port Arthur, back-to-back weeks. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yes, sir. My prediction for the game, I believe it's going to be 24-17. It's going to be a good battle in the first half, but I think that Dallas is going to bring it out. But I think what's most important is that Dallas needs to take advantage of their opportunities at the beginning of the game or at least when they get in the red zone, because we have too many times where we get down there and either we come up with three or we have to punt. So I feel like if we could take advantage of that early and often, then we're going to win this game with a breeze.
Ah, cool. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Ryan. Tell Miss Geneva we said hi.
All right, yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Take a picture
of her, Jesse.
We got some ugly sweaters in the building. How are y'all?
Jesse would have loved this crew here, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Jess, you missing it, Jess. Yes.
Jesse's listening, by the way. He texted and said,
Yeah, we should have taken a picture, man.
Jesse, you picked the wrong day to
you
be.
You picked the wrong day, bro. The dudes don't look too good, but the ladies are good.
Yeah. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Han. He is sitting in the hospital waiting for surgery. Got the full stuff on.
For real, man.
Listening to us.
Oh, man. Don't call into the show. I've done that before. It wasn't a good result.
No. Call us after you're out.
Call us after you're out, Hans. All right, let's go to Andre in Florida. What's up, Andre?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead on.
Are you here? Oh, my. Yeah. I got delay here on the phone here. First time call. I've been a long time listener, and I like this one here, especially where Nate is. Wherever he is, that's where I'm going to be on.
There you go.
That's where that goes.
Yes, sir.
My prediction, let me just real quick, because I've been a Dallas fan for a long time, you know, since Bob Hayes days.
And yes.
So my prediction right now is 35-17. I really believe because of the offense, Dak is different. I don't know what he changed, whatever, but something seemed to be different about him. And I used to believe that Dallas was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But now this year, it's a different thing here going on. The past several games, he's just different. And so that's my prediction in that area. But once again, it's good to hear you guys. I watch you all the time. I'm retired. I don't get a chance to see you guys during the day, but in the evening time, if you get an opportunity. I raised my son to be a Dallas fan.
Thank you.
Somehow along the line, he left off and went on to the Atlanta Falcons. So I guess I just raised him wrong. I don't know.
My kid turned into a Panther fan, man, and I ride him every day. I raised mine to be Cowboys, too.
I don't know. I live 1,000 years. I never understand that. But anyway, long time listener. Like I said, I like to listen to this show, and I like to listen to Spagnola. I guess because I'm old. I like to do something consistent. And when you're old, you just don't like to be changing a whole lot. So, but Nate, I've been with you for a long time.
Thank you.
I do appreciate that. But that's all I have to say. I get a chance to call you again. Maybe I can do it. I'm a retired chaplain, so I ain't got nothing else to do but pray in the morning and look at you guys. That's all. So
all right.
Where that goes.
Nice. Man, pray after you listen to us. We need help after the show.
Pray during that time.
That's true. That's true.
Nate will say something anything, so I got to pray for
Nate. We appreciate you listening, Andre. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Last call of the show before we give our predictions. What better way to end the show than our friend Muhammad in Kuwait? Yeah. What's up, Muhammad?
Hey, I heard that you have a new nickname. It's Sharon.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd call you that.
Thanks a lot, Mo.
No, I'm not. I like Shannon. Forget about the Diggs thing and Josh Allen marking this game because of that. Let's go back to history. There were many Super Bowls that were played in Nate's time against the Buffalo Bills when Jim Kelly was quarterbacking. So this game means a lot to the whole Buffalo Nation, I guess.
Oh, yeah. They don't like the Cowboys.
I don't think they like the Cowboys because didn't we beat them in all these Super Bowls? Mm-hmm. I don't think they won any against us.
Nope.
Nah, they had so much talent, sir. They had so much talent across their defensive front, starting with Bruce Smith. And, oh, my God, you know. But I can't think what we just called Biscuit from Alabama, man. Oh.
I remember they have a lot of talent, but they matched our talent when you guys were playing.
Yes.
Because we were just unbeatable. So it was some of the best Super Bowls that I ever played, that I've ever seen. And so anyway, I'll go with 1 point for a prediction.
And there you go, babe.
I hope Aubrey kicks a 62-yarder. So... I hope that Jesse gets back. I sent him a Twitter hoping that the Chargers don't send us back Dylan Moore after the yesterday's loss. Mm. But I think the owners heard my call and they fired their coach. So go Cowboys. Thank you guys for a wonderful show. I'm glad I got on. And everybody have happy holidays.
You too.
You too.
Thank you, Mo. And I lied.
Yeah.
One more call to close out the show.
Okay.
All right. We have a special guest that has the number to the bat phone and was able to get through. Sir, would you like to introduce yourself to the crew?
It's the sports talk equivalent of Braille people.
Bill! Jesse when he talks.
What up, Jess?
Whoa.
Sir?
You there?
What's going on, man?
What are you doing?
How you guys doing?
Good. How's your trip?
Yeah.
No, he's cutting in and out.
I'm still traveling.
Yeah, where are you at? You probably just left. It's probably late, huh? You probably just didn't want to.
Nah,
to
I'm
show.
Literally like I'm like.
He was losing him. He left his own self on the porch.
Oh man, cutting in and out on his chest.
Yeah,
try one more time.
Can you guys
guys hear me?
Can now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can now.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm 10 minutes from downtown, so I'm here. I'm pretty much here.
What time does it start tonight?
Oh, this don't start until 8 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. So you got some time.
You finna go lay around a little bit, lay around, play around. Huh?
A lot of trailer parks down.
Lay around, play around, Jess.
Sweet love.
What is your score prediction, Jesse?
We're losing again.
What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Score.
What's your score prediction,
Oh,
sir?
My score is going to be the Cowboys go up to Orchard Park, and they become road warriors. Mike McCarthy said that this is a playoff-type team and a playoff-type atmosphere without the playoff comp. I think the Cowboys lay it all on the line and go up there and get a victory. 28-20, Cowboys win.
And then our pod pick this week is longest field goal distance, either kicker. What's the yardage?
Ooh. 39.
All right, Jess. Well, have fun, man. I know you were listening to the show. You had a couple of callers that gave you props, gave you your flowers. Sorry you weren't in studio to let us pat you on the back while you did it yourself. So,
I did it myself in the car.
But we're glad. Whoa, hang on. I mean, I know it's a 5-hour drive, but come on. Can you have waited?
Hold on.
All right, Jess. Thanks for calling in, man. We will see you on Victory Monday, brother. Thanks for calling.
Let's go.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go, Cowboys. All right, Nate. Score time.
Oh, man, we need this by three, man.
By three.
Yes, sir. And I hope we kick a 30-yard field goal to win it.
30-yard. Is that going to be the longest one of the game?
Man, because if that wind blowing, we got to be going to – you know, everything got to work out.
That'll
so
be it.
I just 30 yards, I know we should be able to make it. Power right through.
Kurt.
Man, I'm struggling.
Are you
with
picking
this
the Bills?
No, I don't
want to
be.
Too bad. No. You can see it in his face, no. Man.
There's a lot of, you know –
Look into my eye.
On the road.
Look into my eye.
Missing Hankins, the weather.
Wow.
There's a lot not to like in this game.
I agree.
But I'll be a homer.
Wow.
Do it.
I'll take the Cowboys.
Score.
Excuse me. 21-20.
They barely going to eke it out.
Longest field goal.
Boy, again, you got that weather going. What's
35
extra point? Yeah, let's do that.
35? Jazz?
My score prediction is 27-24
Cowboys. 27-24 Cowboys. Chris has them at 31-20. I didn't get his field goal. What's your field goal, Jazz?
I said like 50.
50? All right, I'll get Chris's. And I'm going to go... I think it's going to be low scoring. I'm going to go 23-21 Cowboys with a 43-yard field goal.
Chris said 52.
Chris 52. Is at 52 in the weather. Wow. All right. Well, I know we all have a little trepidation this week.
A lot.
Kurt has a lot.
A lot of trepidation.
Nate, you feel good or bad about
it? Oh, man. How are we going to do without Hanks? And do not let this quarterback get his confidence.
Kurt,
I'm good.
What's your one key to the game?
Stop the run somehow. Because you know they're going to attack it. We're down Hankins.
I think there's two big things. Stop the run's one. I mean, y'all both said it. Stop the run's one. Turn Josh. Don't let Josh Allen get confidence.
Yes.
If you can do those two things, it might be a blowout. But I don't think you're going to be able to do both. So
you feel...
I feel like it's going to be a good game. Yeah. All right. Thanks for everybody calling. Thanks for listening. Kurt, seeing you, man. Good seeing
all right,
you, Nate.
Jess,
thanks for calling in. Good show, fellas. Jazz, thanks for keeping us on the air. What's my man's name?
Josh.
Thanks for keeping us up on the social channels. And Brother Will, good seeing you yesterday. Stop by more often. We'll be back on Victory Monday. Big game. On Hanging
Come
with
on,
the Boys.
Jess.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!